Welcome to the Flash Entertainment Edition, where we dive into the latest from the entertainment world, exploring stories that captivate, challenge, and inspire. Today, we're unpacking Corey Feldman's transformative journey on The Masked Singer, the deepening character explorations in Fire Country, and a significant cultural conversation ignited on HBO's We're Here. Stay tuned as we unfold these compelling narratives. Our first spotlight shines on Corey Feldman's eye-opening experience on The Masked Singer. Feldman, once an 80s icon, found the show to be a platform for personal growth and self-expression. Rachel, can you share more about Feldman's revelations?
Certainly, Wendy. Feldman's participation in The Masked Singer offered him an exceptional opportunity to express himself uninhibited by past roles or public expectations. The anonymity provided by the show's format allowed Feldman to showcase a pure form of his talent, which he described as liberating. It facilitated a genuine, unfiltered connection with the audience and unveiled a raw form of vulnerability.
It sounds like the experience transformed not just how he views his career, but also personal perspectives. How does Feldman reflect on the broader entertainment industry landscape through this lens?
Feldman acknowledges a shift in the industry, suggesting a move towards valuing creativity and talent over fame. The Masked Singer, according to him, contrasts with traditional narratives by emphasizing what artists bring to the table, devoid of their celebrity status. This shift, he believes, marks a crucial evolution in storytelling and the celebration of art in the entertainment world.
It's fascinating how a mainstream entertainment format can reveal such deep insights. Rachel, what impact does Feldman believe his participation has had?
Feldman views his journey on The Masked Singer as a testament to the transformative power of art. He expresses gratitude for the chance to rediscover his identity as an artist and values the platform for its role in advocating for authenticity and personal exploration within the celebrity culture and beyond. His experience underlines the compelling relationship between artist identity and public perception in today's cultural landscape.
Switching gears to Fire Country. The drama series deepened its narrative with Gabriella's estranged mother, Roberta, stirring potential family conflicts. Sean, what can you reveal about this storyline's significance?
Wendy, the arrival of Gabriella's mother in Fire Country adds a rich layer to the story. Character Gabriella, portrayed by Stephanie Arcila, faces her past head-on, setting the stage for potential reconciliation. The series smartly unpacks Gabriella's life choices, showcasing the complexities of family dynamics and how they shape our identity and decisions.
It seems like Fire Country is more than just action-packed firefighting scenes. How does Gabriella's evolution resonate with the series' broader themes?
Absolutely. Gabriella's transition, especially her pivot towards a paramedic role, underscores themes of resilience, community service, and personal tumult. The introduction of her mother and their ensuing dynamics do not just catalyze character development, but also juxtapose personal tribulations with societal contributions, reflecting the series' commitment to exploring redemption, family, and growth.
An impactful narrative indeed. Shifting focus, how do parental figures influence the unfolding drama and character interactions?
Roberta's surprise visit redefines familial and professional relationships within the show. Her interactions beyond Gabriella pose significant implications for the character's future paths, both personally and professionally. Essayed against the series' acute observation of governance and community support, these personal stories amplify the show's depth, engaging viewers in a narrative that is at once profoundly emotional and socially relevant.
Lastly, We're Here has become a focal point for cultural discussions, particularly with its latest episode spotlighting the confrontation involving drag race queens and opposition voices in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Lester, can you break down the significance of this confrontation for us?
Wendy, the episode in question mirrors the heightened challenges facing the LGBTQIA+ community, exemplified by a tense exchange during a town hall meeting. This confrontation underscores not just personal grievances, but symbolizes the broader societal clash over LGBTQIA+ rights. We're Here pins this struggle against a backdrop of recent anti-LGBTQIA+ legislation, emphasizing the show's role in advocating for visibility and acceptance.
It's more than just entertainment. It's voicing a fight for acceptance. How has the public reacted to this portrayal?
The public's reaction has been mixed, with We're Here sparking critical dialogue about gender identity and sexual orientation across societal divides. The series' deliberate focus on locations known for their anti-LGBTQIA+ stance amplifies this discourse, urging a reevaluation of community norms and legal frameworks. It's a potent reminder of the art's role in challenging perceptions and fostering inclusivity.
As we conclude today's episode of The Flash Entertainment, we've traversed a landscape marked by personal transformation, societal narratives, and the enduring power of storytelling. From Corey Feldman's personal growth on The Masked Singer, the familial revelations in Fire Country, to the pressing cultural dialogue in We're Here, these stories remind us that entertainment isn't just about escapism. It's a mirror to our world, prompting reflection, understanding, and sometimes change. Knowledge and Entertainment, on demand. Until next time.